full selection of favorite beverages, fresh sandwiches, hot pizza, ice cream, gas, diesel, and propane fuels, and many convenience items. Open 7 days, Stack's Market, like a little truck stop without showers. ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola counties wishes all area football teams a great season. At ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola counties, no job is too big and no question too small. So when fire or water damage strikes your home or business, call the team of specialists that responds faster to any size disaster. When the things that matter most to you are on the line, you want ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola counties on the job, helping make fire and water damage like it never even happened. Call 989-673-7680. That's 989-673-7680. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Mike Brown for archery, bow and arrow, or crossbow sales and service. Stay warm and dry this year with a handmade cedar blinds in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Don't miss the 23rd annual used gun auction being held at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 13th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 125 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. Browning, Remington, Winchester, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, and many more. A complete auction list is available at randyshuntingcenter.com. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 13th at the Emily City Fairgrounds. So get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
You wouldn't get tires at an air conditioning shop. So why would you have your air conditioning system fixed at a muffler shop? Bring it to the experts at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They have the proper equipment, parts, and take the extra time to find the problem and give you a permanent repair. All at a reasonable price. Leak detection, recharging, compressor repair for cars, trucks, RVs, and agricultural equipment. They sell radiators, gas tanks, charge air coolers, oil, and transmission coolers.
Hi, I'm Gary Rocci. We are your air conditioning specialist. Have it fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. That's 269-7101.
Listen to WLEW Sports in more ways than ever before. Log on to WLEWSports.com, download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Just simply search for WLEW Sports, and we'll take care of the rest. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Kayla O'Neill with your broadcast tonight from Caseville, Michigan, as it's our debut of eight-man football on the WLEW Sports Network. It's now our segment we like to call the Media Roundtable on WLEW Sports, where we gather up as many football aficionados as possible and pit them against each other for bragging rights, mostly from me lately. And joining me today in the flesh from the Huron Daily Tribune, it's the rapper of the uprights, Paul P. Adams, and of course our in-game analyst for WLEW Sports, Dave Hansen. Paul, it's good to have you back in the booth.
It's good to be here. I guess I had to return in person to end your reign of terror over us.
Yeah, well, I'm not doing much, but it's working so far.
If it isn't broke, Clark, don't fix it, man. You're doing just fine.
Through the end of the season, we'll be keeping score, and when that time comes, we'll deem a media roundtable winner. The outlook of actually having a trophy for this season's winner, well, we won't need one since I'll be buying it for myself.
Oh,
or
my.
So it seems. This will probably be the only time this happens. I got to take it for what
it's
worth.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, so how it works. Each media representative picks a winner and a final score for tonight's featured game of the WLEW Sports Network. The winner is deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, will graciously and boastfully accept the victory for the week, which has been the case the past 2 weeks. Since both Mr. Hansen and Mr. Adams, dear Mr. Adams, were incorrect last week, as well as the week before that, I have a two-game lead, unprecedented two-game lead. So, Dave Hansen.
But most importantly.
You have the tea.
I have the tea.
From last
that's
season.
That's absolutely right. So, first eight-man game of the year. Very excited.
Yep.
I have a lopsided victory, Clark.
Okay.
And I hope Paul doesn't see this coming, but I have Owen Gage winning this game in large fashion, 42-12.
42-12.
Correct. I have a 30-point differential.
All right. Paul P. Adams.
Well, I guess I'm taking the
he
over.
Seems pretty excited. You're taking the over.
I have a very large differential, too. I mean, Owen Gage, really a three-headed monster when you look at your quarterback Jacob Wright, Dylan Fritz, David Binder. Very, very hard weapons to stop. A very big team as well. I think Caseville's going to be able to move the ball, but at the end of the day, Owen Gage is just going to roll up too many points. I likewise have Caseville at 12, but I have Owen Gage at 56.
Wow.
So a 44-point differential.
44, that's me.
Is that a sign?
I will be hearing cold cuts by the end of the night.
Get some cold cuts. Well,
I hope you are hearing it from me, buddy.
All right, so Dave Hansen has 42-12, Owen Gage by 30, and Paul P. Adams has 56-12, Owen Gage by 44. So this sets up. Could Clark Ramsey go 3-0 for the season with a Caseville upset over Owen Gage tonight?
Well, the fact is you would go 3-0 if Caseville does pull the upset. But I think Paul said it best. If these two teams do anything the same, they're both okay, I would guess, on defense. But looking at the offenses, Owen Gage is tremendously better. They score at will. And like we talked on Sunday, we've already talked already this afternoon, they have multiple options that can score on offense, and it's tough to play defense against that.
And big play options. That's one thing Owen Gage really built its game on, is they're not really a grinded-out team. They can grind it out, but they like to get yards in bunches and score on, 50, 60, 70-yard plays. So watch for that. They can really score in a hurry and really rack up the points.
Well, let's take a look at other area games going on throughout the region. We'll start in 8-player division. Marion, the librarian, taking on Deckerville in Sanilac County tonight at 7 p.m.
Well, here's what you got to know about Marion. Already lost to Peck, which, Peck,
okay.
Yeah. So Deckerville is going to win that game pretty easily. Like I said on the Thumb Tailgaters show, what I'm looking forward to from Deckerville, they have October 2nd. They play Morris. That's going to be the season for Deckerville. Up until that point, Deckerville is going to win every game. They should win this game easily.
Oh, no question about it. They don't lose at Deckerville, so there's no question they're going to beat Marion tonight.
All right, we'll keep on moving here. Dryden at Kingston.
Oh, you got to go with the home team here again. Kingston just got a big win last week. I continue to see them rolling.
Actually, I disagree. Dryden had a competitive game against an undefeated Weberville team in week one where they lost by a couple of points, and they put up a couple touchdowns on the defending state champion Lawrence last week. I'm taking the away team. Dryden's going to get off to Schneid and win this game.
All right. Peck like and it. North Huron.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
This one,
another
I
one. This is a toughie.
I hemmed and hawed on this one all week. Mm-hmm. I'm going against my alma mater.
Ooh.
I do not play favorites. I think that loss last week for North Huron to Kingston where they gave that away was really a devastating loss, and I don't know if they're going to be able to get over that.
I have Peck winning this game also. Again, I still think it's a very close game. We'll see what North Huron is really made of after that tough loss, but I'm going with the safer pick. I think Peck is the team that wins.
And Zach Morris takes on CPS in Carsonville tonight at 7.
Well, you got to love Zach Morris. What can you say about him? They've dismantled everybody they've seen so far, and they've probably been the most talked about 8-man team as of late, so I'm going to go with them.
Yeah, Morris made a big statement last week, beat Peck 42-0. CPS already has given up back-to-back 54-point games to Deckerville and North Huron. This one's probably not going to be close.
Owen Gage at Caseville, we already have your predictions on that one. Let's switch over to 11-player now. We have Harbor Beach at Cass City.
Oh, easy one.
Will the pain stop for Harbor Beach?
It will not.
No.
If you remember correctly, I picked Cass City to win the GTW, so I'm going to stand behind that. I think Cass City wins, and I think it gets even uglier for Harbor Beach. I think they continue to struggle to score, and Cass City is one of those teams. They have multiple guys that can score, so it's going to be a fairly easy victory for Cass City.
Yeah, I agree with everything Dave said. Too many weapons, and on both sides of the ball, Harbor Beach is just struggling. Cass City should win this and win it fairly easily.
Ubley at Lakers.
Great game. This is, to me, this is the most intriguing game on the schedule that we have this week. This is where Seth Stapleton is. I think you're going to have a really contrast in styles with the Ubley ground and pound. And I think Lakers lost that personnel to ground and pound. And I think they're going to try to spread it out. So it's a matter of who can impose their will a little bit more. I'm taking Ubley and their ball control over this one, but I think it's going to be the game of the night.
And I'm going to go a little different route on you here because I think there's another game on the schedule that's very intriguing to me as well. But to be honest with you, I'm going to go with the most explosive player on the field. I'm going to take Brennan Wisner and company. I'm going to take Lakers to win at home in a close one. Again, working Ubley guys, you all know, so I'm not playing a favorites either. I think Ubley's loss last week really kind of left a sour taste in their mouth. We'll see how they respond.